On planet Earth, at the peak of human ingenuity, we still haven't managed to save ourselves from... Two brave souls have decided to take on our enemy to prevent the world from falling into the...
Let motherfuckers feel the climate change. Let motherfuckers feel the climate change.
Hey, it's JP.
And Casey.
It's been a minute. This one's for the OGs. Hey, folks.
It's weird out there.
Hey, Casey, you want to dive into it?
Sure. What do you want to dive into?
How about that very putrid, extremely foul sinkhole?
Oh, yeah. We're going to dig a little deeper into it. We really are. I think there's actually a pretty big sinkhole in Gainesville right now that's like spreading, and they actually had to put police on it because people kept going to see and then they'd get sucked in because they're morons.
If it happened where we live, that's just a little hint to the CIA. Stupid. I'm just throwing them off the trail.
Right.
I mean, it's common behavior to see a sinkhole and go visit it. I'm signing up. Wow, did it fuck up the house? You know,
like, yeah, but it like swallowed three homes already. Like, see? I feel like swallowed by earth is what I think.
We should all see that
as an earthquake, but that's different.
It's a little slower.
It's more of a sucking as opposed to a shaking.
I do think that everyone should peer over the abyss and just take notice. It's like, this is what happens sometimes. She'll swallow you up.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. When we first started
Mother
podcasting,
Earth. That is,
I was like, we need to prepare for things because they're going to get really bad and weird. I was thinking that was like maybe like 2025, that was when it was going to get like really weird, you know, when like there was going to be riots and that there was going to be like, you know, curfews and stay at home orders and like, you know, no contact with other human beings and like businesses closing and mass evictions and, you know, all that. But it's funny because it's happening right now.
If you heard
and
the
climate
air
change.
Yeah. So right now, imagine your life. If you heard the air raid siren three times a week and two times a week the power went out unexpectedly, but nothing else about your life changed. Nothing else about the news stories, about when the comet's going to hit. It was just those two things. I think you could deal with it.
Yeah.
I think we would get used to that. I say go ahead and turn them on.
Yeah.
Let's get those air raids sirens going.
You know what?
Let's spice this shit up even more.
I kind of wish I still lived in Wisconsin so that we could just maybe somehow break into the tornado alarm and
see?
Just fucking
tornado.
Start.
Midwest going. People represent.
Noon. It rang at noon. You know?
On Wednesdays.
That was every day, I think.
Every day.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think.
Are you in the Midwest? The Midwaste, Casey would say.
Yeah, the Midwaste where apparently viruses are roaming freely.
Right as a maximum carbon sinkhole. Nope. Carbon sinkhole at protonmail.com. If you live in the Midwest, can you confirm?
Yeah.
Tornado sirens weekly or once a week? Nope.
Daily.
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 You know how we do it around
Daily.
Here. You know how we do it around
I
here.
I think we could Google search that thing. From the bone.
I mean, the weed has gotten better and the delivery devices have gotten better.
And the delivery.
Fucking A. And you can use a fucking credit card. Sort
no,
of.
No, you can't.
A debit card.
Yeah.
It's fucking plastic and gobbledygook numbers.
Yeah.
Think about that,
I use
folks.
An app, actually.
Listen, folks. The globalists want to drown you with their weed.
Man, that guy could use to get stoned, I think.
Alex Hothouse here, your sensei into tomorrow land, folks. I've got the election results under lock and key. the one the presidents and the chancellors and the dictators and CEOs don't want you to know about. You know why, folks? Because they're scared. Oh, Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister, Miss Supreme Leader, you scared of our little virus? Well, they should be. Presidents, like those narcissists, know anything about world domination, or more importantly, folks, overpopulation. You might be thinking that you've cast your vote, and so you've done your part. That's all wrong. I've had the results of the election for 4 weeks now. The deal's done, and I've made it with not the devil, but an ally in devil's clothing. It's all there, folks. The fires, the hurricanes, the rain, the flooding, the heat, the contaminated water, air, food, and don't forget about the QAnons, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the Boogie Baby Boys. The human race is done for. Done, dumb, insane. Unless we pick the right leader. Right. Wrong. Folks, let's just set the record straight now. Only 0.001% of the human population is capable of dealing with the realities of our situation. Therefore, we don't need a leader. We need a boss. We need someone who is going to dictate, folks, use force to ensure we stop heading towards complete and utter annihilation. HotHousePrisonWars.org. I've got the signed agreements, folks. I've got the deal. You might be thinking,
everything is fine, baby baby. We have a vaccine because we've been very good little boys and girls.
We knew we were being lied to, folks. That is, we weren't being told the whole truth. But, folks, it is because Satan has won. No, we will not walk under the coals of hell's basement. We will sacrifice those who have put capital above health. We will scorch the hides of those who have sold our mortgages and filed our evictions. We dance on the graves of those who poison our rivers, our lakes, our oceans, and our bodies. It isn't the virus, friend, who want us snarled, suffocating, and obese. Like always, it's the overlords. I can smell them from here. I can smell them from here. It's those baby-killing politicians. Those dollar-hungry ballot fuckers. Sulfur folks. Those so-called candidates are the salt of the devil. But I refuse to accept continued full throttle to oblivion. No, sir. We will accept our new leader, our new dictator, our new organizer, our new comptroller. I'm not saying give up, folks. I'm not saying accept a destiny where you are forced into new normals that will continue to kill, poison, maim, and hurt you. Instead, I'm telling you logic is a safer bet, and always will be. I'm gonna come around the desk. Look me straight in the eye, folks. I know it's been hard out there. Our new president of America and the world is coronavirus. Don't gasp, and don't fret. Folks, the virus is deadly, it's true. But the virus is a test of our wits, folks. If there is something that's been missing in our slow march to obscurity, it's checks and balances. You folks have been listening to me a long time, and you know growth is our natural enemy. We must kill the exponents. We must embrace a smaller world. We must walk in smaller circles. Ultimately, folks, it's time for a little population control. And Mr. and Mrs. Coronavirus are willing to deliver. If we can just be smart, folks, and I know you are because you're listening here and you saw it, smelled it, felt it, that the truth was out there. Stay home, folks. Stay home. Just wear your mask, spray your hands with alcohol, garden, garden, garden. This is going to take a few years, but in the end, we're all going to be stronger. Satan will not win. This is your servant of truth signing out. Alex Hothouse here. Stay vigilant, folks. It's not the virus that's your enemy. It's other humans. How about you out there? Could you use to get stoned?
I got to tell you, I am stoned a lot. And I'll admit, most of it is because I have a lot of health issues, so I have pain issues. But
I thought you were going to say most of it's because I'm a stoner.
But I am a stoner. I just kind of like feel like I just see the world a little better when I'm stoned because it just kind of cuts the immediate anger off, you know? And I can be like, oh, I hate that, but I'm going to walk past it and I'm not going to say anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that sometimes you need to do that. And I can't do that when I'm not stoned.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And granted, I don't leave the property. But I hear guns and fucking people driving like morons, and then I imagine people and I just get pissed, you know?
That's been a topic of discussion a lot. You know, if you've listened to us before, that Casey has a huge social circle, would describe herself as a people person.
I am a butterfly.
A social one.
Yes.
Just always gabbing it up.
Oh,
just
my God.
Misses the ladies
oh,
at the
God.
Hair salon.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
The weekly.
What I like talking about most is nothing.
Coffee.
But like being really wordy about it. Mm. Yeah, yeah. So this whole isolation thing is, you know what it is, though. I mean, I am a social butterfly. It just happens to not be with people.
With actual butterflies.
Right. With actual butterflies.
You are a social butterfly.
I am a social
butterfly. A lot of butterflies up in this motherfucker.
Oh my God. Like, I'm not kidding you. There are at least twice a week where I have to wave my way through butterflies.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm coming through. I got a water. Come on. Come on. Everybody, move. And they're like, oh, okay. Okay.
And honestly, I'm a little embarrassed about how much she's bragging right now. It's just not, it's hard to be like, oh my God, don't tell everybody.
I know, because you
don't
know,
want to rub it in your faces or anything.
And
but
it does.
Butterflowers be up in this motherfucker.
Butterflowers.
Is that what I said?
I like it. So, yeah, and it does make you forget that, like, they're spraying poison pretty much all around us and killing them all everywhere else.
Not here, bitch.
No, although we did see a weird bee. That we were like, I don't know if you're in a life or if you got some kind of fungicide on
well,
you. Well, not from
Casey,
outside,
we're making all kinds of new friends.
We are. It's crazy.
We're,
it really is.
We're using a really cool technology application on a mobile that identifies stuff
yeah.
that we can't look up.
Yeah. It doesn't always get it right.
Sometimes it's like, bullshit. Come on, computer. I know more than
for
you.
Real, for real, for real, for real, for real.
And that should always be the goal, to know more than the computers.
Yeah. You and
stop making them so smart.
Mostly because you want to be able to tell when the computer's lying to you. And it does that a lot, you know? So.
Yeah, way before AI, it's like, hey, is this thing
honest?
It seems like it's putting me on. Have you noticed that? That's the first sign of intelligence.
Yeah. Oh, and can I tell everybody this? I have upgraded. I don't know if that's the right word because I wouldn't use that word. Anyways, I have an iPhone now, and it is the worst invention on the planet. I can't understand why anybody would want one of these things. I mean, Android, fine. They're like trying to make it so that you just hold and caress this thing because it knows you so well. And I'm just like, bitch, fuck off. You are not going to hear my voice. I'm not going to speak to you. Stop fucking asking. The fuck do you think you are? By the way, I dropped it in a bucket of water today.
And?
Nothing. Fine.
Woo!
And I didn't even have the thing.
Oh, I think the phone itself is waterproof.
So I got to give it that. But
actually,
let me tell you. Like,
I think it's waterproof.
Is it for real?
I think so.
That's
I think they make
cool.
them waterproof now.
That's pretty cool.
It's in a cool case
yeah, yeah.
for, you know, dropping it in water.
Cool. Awesome. Anyways, so, but the phone has this app, and the app is pretty cool, even though it doesn't work all the time because it lies. And
what have you been doing this pandemic? What have you been doing at home?
Yeah.
We not only made good on our promise back in March to double the size of our garden.
Oh,
we tripled
fuck.
It.
Would you say triple?
Yeah,
I
motherfuckers.
Would, I would
we tripled.
I would say quadruple. Oh.
Raised beds. You think you
okay,
built raised beds?
But no, here's the thing.
Oh,
I
built raised beds?
66
yeah, I don't
pepper
even know.
Plants in one of the beds, and I still had room for six tomatillos. And I'll probably add about another 6 eggplants, which I already planted 64 eggplants. We're not fucking around here. You know what I'm saying? Now,
again,
granted,
I don't want to brag.
I planted like 30 squash and there's 6 living, and I planted a bunch of carrots and they just died. So it's not a win, but what I'm saying is I got space to grow food like a motherfucker now. Of course, we're working out the kinks, like starting seeds and all that stuff, but we have added a lot of square footage, and it's insane.
In addition to adding square footage, we've culled we've called the herd a little bit. There have been some fucking plants that are not fucking pulling their weight.
That's true.
Not many.
No.
Like six, maybe eight.
Yeah.
You know, nothing really bigger than shoulder height.
Yeah.
Stuff that had been given prime spots.
Yeah.
Really planted around.
Yeah.
Given lots of care.
Yeah.
Lots of investigation.
Yeah.
And you know what? At some point, and KC's usually first, she's like, you know what, JP? Fuck this plant.
It's true.
And I don't even, no explanation. I'm just like stiff upper lip, getting cocky, like nodding my head up and down. I'm like, uh-huh, babe, I know exactly what the fuck you mean. Fuck this plant.
It's true, and he's got my back, and that's nice because when you're going to have to dig up a tree because you fucking don't like it and it doesn't like you, you know, you need somebody to have your back and also somebody who's stronger who can dig it up a lot easier.
You're lucky she did it instead of me. If I would have made the call, it would have been the chainsaw. Huh?
But we got to put a different tree there, so.
It's kind of fun. It's like, you know what? Fuck you, man.
Well, what I've learned is there's
We got to pull our own weight.
There's some plants that, Florida's hard, but there's some plants that I don't get along with them.
Uh-huh.
I finally have to say, you know what? Fuck you. You know, I don't like you either. Okay? You're out. And you're never coming back.
We've been talking about building a, like, zone of banishment.
Yeah.
Where it really gets grueling.
Yeah.
And we've done this with a couple plants. It's not quite to the rise of guerrilla gardening, but it's been off property. Where
yeah.
It's like, you know what?
If how you don't like it here, why don't you go fucking over there?
Yeah.
See how you like it.
Why don't we just chuck you over? The all-time best comeback was from two goddamn crepe myrtles.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Those motherfuckers? That was nuts.
So here's what's weird about crepe myrtles.
And
nothing eats them.
Yeah, and fuck UF. They are the most invasive species in Florida, but they won't admit it because Lowe's and Home Depot make millions of dollars a year off of them.
Every house is a fucking crepe. It's just like, why did you pick this one? Nothing eats it.
I know. Although we did see on one of ours, we saw bees and some birds or something.
Fuck, I forgot about
yeah,
that. That was the first time in like 4 years I've seen anything on it, though.
But I think it depends on how like hybridized they are or interbred or, you know.
In any
whatever.
Case, just long story short, we cut some down, drug them over to the graveyard. With the tractor.
Right.
They were heat. We cut them out, cut the stumps out,
right.
Drug them like out the property on the road, down to the other property. Just like.
Yeah, and like legit like, at the edge of the property where it just kind of drops off. Like for Florida, we're not talking like a cliff. We're talking about like a 10-foot grade.
Yeah, we were. I mean, it was savage.
But it was,
like
and it was this pile
dragon.
Of clay, which
terrible.
Nothing wants to grow on clay, and which he just put. And the motherfuckers
laid down.
They were flowering this summer.
Yeah, yeah. they were like uprooted for 7 days.
Yeah,
and they started growing new shit.
And so then, because they were growing, JP was like, "Well, now we got to put some dirt around them. I mean, fucking A, you know, they want to live." And I'm like, "Yeah." So he kind of piled up kind of some more clay, but mostly not. And so yeah, they flowered this summer, which was pretty cool.
What have you been doing in your pandemic?
Yeah. Has it been fun? We have eaten so many fucking guavas.
Yeah. Don't want to brag or anything, but did you guys have just weeks and weeks worth of unlimited guavas?
Yeah.
Did you get to experience that? That's what normal people do.
It was like,
everyone has access to that, right?
The coolest thing ever. And they're flowering again. So that's cool. So yeah. It's been great, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's weird, right? We're like, this is great. And like, there's tens of millions of people getting evicted. There's people dying, you know, 1,000 people, over 1,000 people in the U.S. yesterday died, you know, like, oh, it's nothing. The death numbers are way down. Like, I mean, it could be more, sure. But 1,000, I mean, that's not great. That's not, you know. It's not something you want to really mess with, you know? Although I'm not sure if it's all fat people who are dying. I wish they'd let that number out.
Here's what's really cool is that if you pick up one of these newfangled devices that Casey was just talking about, iPhone, If you pick one of them up, or if you just get on the internet and you try to say, like, what is going on with the 30 to 40 million probably, and then what's the million evictions and homelessness and food and wildfires? If you do try to look that up, you have two options. You can either turn it off and say, well, I guess I'm going to be uninformed, or you can turn it on, consume what's there, and say, I guess I'm going to be misinformed.
Right.
Those are the two choices you got now.
Right.
Uninformed or misinformed?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're feeling a bit uninformed because it was obvious that the computers were lying to us.
Right. And we could
about
tell.
About many things. Are you? And it is. And what, it's with apathy, too. It's like, I think it's really obvious how broken and...
Right, because as much as we want to say it's the computers, we all know who's really lying to us. It's people.
Yeah.
Through the computers. And you're like, wow, I just think that maybe this is not good. And I'm just going to go eat some guavas. And that's pretty yummy. So.
Oh, and even when we think things are not going our way, you get a huge flushing of shiitake mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
You think you didn't do it right.
you walk
think
away,
that they dried
like,
out.
Yep, yep.
You're just like, oh, man, you know, we screwed that up somehow. And
boom.
Man, sunny days.
Yeah, right? Right?
Woo.
Right?
Woo.
And then the beauty berries.
And if you just have random, hey, this is food. Yeah, I know you. Like, it takes you a couple years to recognize. Yes, I am food. You can turn me into food.
Yeah, amazing.
Just abound. Do they abound in your yard? The natural flora.
That's pretty amazing. What we got?
That sustains you.
We got one rack of bananas that we ate, which were like the best bananas ever, and we got four more racks.
And you know what? They taste better than the bananas that come from Guatemala on a boat.
Yeah.
They do.
They really do. Like, not even just because they should.
Yeah.
It's because they actually do. Like, it actually doesn't taste like a banana. Because I fucking hate bananas, by the way. Cavendish bananas can suck it. I think it's nasty. Banana runts, fuck you, that's evil.
And here's the difference. You immediately are like, oh, that banana off the container ship, it tasted dead. This one tastes like it's alive.
Yeah. Although they did ripen.
It has nutrients for me.
Really fast. So that was like abundant week. We were eating like four bananas a day. It was
oh,
like,
yeah. Back in, I forgot about when we had unlimited bananas also during the coronavirus pandemic.
Yeah.
The beginnings of the coronavirus pandemic.
Yeah.
So we feel you out there, you know, everything. JP had to enter the machine.
Completely. And that's been traumatizing for us both.
Yeah, there's been some real low moments.
Yeah. The machine is like the most hurtful thing. it's just a hurtful thing.
My new coping mechanism is I have notes taped to myself like I'm in fucking Memento inside my office so I can remember who I was when I walk out.
Yeah. Because it wasn't going well. And I felt so bad because there was nothing I could do. And I don't want him in there. But, like, I mean, at the same time, we're both like, it's a really good thing that you have a job. Mm-hmm. Because money's kind of like a thing, you know, and shit's crazy. We don't know what's going to happen. I mean, are we going to have to buy guns, you know?
And it's weird, too, because I've got this gig where I can't totally escape with what's going on. And I'm sort of in a spot where people are trusting me to predict the future a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the things that we talk about here actually have commercial value for me right now.
Right, which is crazy.
I am charging for being able to be like, hey, you know the things that currently work like this? We think they should work this way instead. And people are like, they touch their nose and they're like, I know what you're talking about. And we're like, you should buy from us. They're like, oh, yeah, we'll buy from you. We've been waiting. Yeah, so it's a little bit like...
Yeah.
Things are going to be different in the way you do things in your business.
Right, and I think the most important thing that has been difficult for JP is, You know, the thing about being in the machine is like you forget how all in everybody is. Like,
fuck,
all
yes.
In.
Fuck, yes.
Like, they have bought it all. And the thing is he's actually working with a friend. And, you know, the friend is in the machine. So he even though his one, like, close ally.
We've discussed him on the podcast before.
Yes, we have. Yet, you know, he's like so in the machine, like he's like worried about what kind of clothes he's wearing, and you know, and these people now that they're isolated, they hate their fucking children, they hate their fucking spouses, and all they want to do is fucking go to work, you know, because
yep.
Fuck these, I can't believe I married this person, I can't believe I have to deal with these children. I thought the whole thing is you have kids and then you send them off to school and then you send them off to summer camp, you know, isn't that the thing, and you buy them stuff so they just shut the fuck up. You know, and I can't do that anymore. This is bullshit, you know?
The machine really tells you, you know what? The real work is your family.
Exactly.
This is what you do for fun.
Right, because I mean, let's admit it. The machine has created this world in which work is family, right? And family is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, that's it, you know? I mean, like, and so JP's like, that's not who I am at all.
No.
Why we have a different view of this. And I'm just here because, like, the money and the benefits are pretty cool, you know? And we want to be able to be self-sufficient on the farm here. But we're not there yet. And it's not like this is a great time to start a business, you know, pandemic and, you know, possible civil war or whatever might happen, you know? And so it's like we're thankful he's there, but he has to like pretend that he wants to be doing it. And I think that is the hardest thing, because pretending to be enthusiastic about something you fucking loathe is absolutely draining.
And let's be honest. Like, let's just be very clear. I have basically picked the thing in the machine that I'm going to work on.
Right.
It's like, I have some agency.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm able to be like, hey, let's carve me out a little corner over here, right? But it's not the work. Like, the work is the work, but it's what you described as the enthusiasm.
Right. It's the human interaction that's draining as fuck.
It's not enough. Like, people can get right, and people did get right. With like, I put my labor into something and it provides me back with something.
Right.
It's tangible and there's a community base
absolutely.
Around it. Right?
Absolutely.
Like when you have a smaller community and money stays within the community, like it's self-perpetuating. It's a little nicer version of a machine.
Right.
The machine is stronger the more removed it is.
Right.
The more layers of abstraction.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't want to do anything else. Like, I get that you got to put some work in, and sometimes it's a little weird where you trade it, but I don't believe in the myths. And it's like, I'll do the work, but I don't like the games.
Right. Can we just do it? And like, why do we have to
I get it. This is going to make you a ton of fun money and you a ton of, I get it.
Like, right.
I need money too. I'm happy to make this money. Let's make some more money.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Like, let's fine.
But can we just do it and not fuck around? Why is everybody fucking around? And that's the thing. It's because everybody is so emotionally tied to their work, because that's where they've put all their energies in. And so here they are at home now in front of a video screen, and they want you to make them feel good. And you have to do that by being excited about something that isn't interesting, or even it's nothing.
You know that, what's that type of energy, emotional work that, you know, women have to take on, that women are expected to take on, the emotional work of just being a woman. Some, you know, people throw their problems at your feet a lot.
Okay, I was going to get really defensive there and be like, excuse me, how the fuck are you fucking labeling me fucking emotional? What the fuck are you talking about? Let us just pause here for a minute, because I'm not going to fucking be all like, yeah, I'm going to give you a hug because you're sick. Get the fuck away from me. I'm not fucking all about coddling shit. What the fuck?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's how you are built, which I like. But other women, this is like, you know, what do women take shit on a day-to-day
no, but
basis?
It is true.
It's this kind of shit.
Is people do vomit problems to women, for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah. But I think it's not just women. It's just people that don't talk a lot.
And the other thing is, too, is like, if you're a man, you can like 85% grunt your way through the day.
Yeah.
You can grunt your way. Okay. Yeah. But women, they have to smile and they have to frown. They have to smile. They have to frown. They have to be sending very clear signals all the time.
Yeah.
It's a little harder.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But that's what's happening in capitalism, too, because people miss their binkies.
Right.
And they don't want to be at home, and they bought into it. They bought into it. It was real quick, but
yeah.
People bought into it,
mm-hmm.
and now they don't have the social part.
Right. Right.
And it's very clear. It's like, how we didn't need any of that. We're still getting the work done.
Right.
In fact, productivity is up.
Right.
Or at least more hours spent working.
Right.
It's just very odd. You know how it is out there. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. It's been tough. And especially with all the shit going on, like there have been legitimate times where I'm just like, I can't do this right now. I don't want to do this. Like, I actually am freaked the fuck out. And I got a bunch of anxiety going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like the whole, I don't know how if you're not a major company right now, you don't are like, we need 400 counselors on staff.
Yeah. It's
to just
crazy.
Fucking help people. Like, that is a capitalist business decision. I think there needs to be mental health care at employers right now. Employers, if you're listening.
They're not listening.
And they're going to be like, what do you mean? We're exploiting them. Are you saying their brains are falling apart? It's like that scene in The Departed. I think about all the time. It's like, look, fuckstick, you don't got to trust me, but call your mother. It's like,
yeah.
We know you want to keep exploiting us.
Right.
We get it. But it's falling apart, so
yeah.
The machine isn't going to make you money anymore.
They'll squeeze money out. Don't worry. They'll squeeze money out.
Yeah,
they'll squeeze
it gets
money
a lot bloodier and crunchier.
Yeah, that's fine, though, because the people on top don't get crunchy.
What else is new around here? Casey.
Oh my goodness. I can't even, like, what do you want to talk about specific plants? Because I could do that for like an hour.
There was a lot of dumpster labor.
Oh, well, there still is.
Yeah, there still is. Fuck. It never ends.
It's a little frustrating. Like, I'm not kidding.
Casey,
like,
7 days a week for a couple months. Like, hard 7 day a week for
yeah.
a couple months.
Yeah.
We've been doing that,
and
Casey,
while
mostly.
Not feeling well. You know, it's been fucking exhausting. I mean, it's been fucking exhausting. But the thing is we're like, we don't know what's going to go on. So there's like the motivation of like, the more food we have in the ground, the better in our future. So let's move forward to that. Let's do these big projects. So if shit really hits the fan, because we don't know. I mean, we don't know. And then also, if it doesn't hit the fan, well, the whole goal is to get out of the machine. And this is our opportunity, whatever that may be, however the world may end up in 2021, 2022.
And so it serves those two purposes. Like, let's just focus on the now, put
right.
some food in the ground. And you know what? This can be an exit path.
Yeah.
Like, we can use this to sustain yeah. ourselves. It has a third value, which
therapy.
Is therapy.
Yeah.
Which is just like, just go move the trees around. Go
yeah,
plant,
go
plant
make your go sweat.
Dig the thing.
Go just.
Just
the bad the bad thing that's or the thing that's been hard about it is that a lot of our projects have been so large that they like don't have an end.
Yeah,
and so you don't have that like feeling of accomplishment. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm looking out over the pool right now at, I don't know, how many banana trees do we have surrounding the pool now? 25, probably.
Yeah.
One of which was fruiting. You know, so it's...
You guys been sitting poolside
and we
recently?
Did that. We did
you
that.
Guys?
We That was a big project. That isn't entirely done, honestly. Oh, there's a mango growing there. I don't know if that'll make it through the winter, but...
The food just grows anywhere it wants to
it's
around here.
It's a volunteer. We have volunteer mangoes.
They're just volunteering to show up and be like, this place, yeah, we'll feed you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I know. We're very blessed. We appreciate all you volunteers.
That's true. I love the volunteers. They're my favorite.
If you are a gardener, you will appreciate this more than somebody who's not a gardener. KC plants everything so motherfucking close together.
Oh, yeah.
Like when we say that we have tripled or quadrupled the size of the garden, That's just by square footage, but by density or volume.
Yeah.
Oh man. So this, I have this woman fucking plants.
So I have this thing, and I know that this is against anything you're going to read anywhere, and fuck that. Okay. Cause the internet is stupid anyways. Right. And I'm sure
misinformed
books,
or uninformed,
maybe a little bit of both, but I'm misinformed by myself. So it's fine. But I want, like, you know, they talk about like synentropic,
fuck you,
fucking
agro,
perma,
fuck
agro
up,
whatever the fuck it is, these fucking people that have to label how they have stuff, and they're like food forest, you know, like a food forest is a cool thing. But there's this couple in Australia who've done it, like I'm doing it. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah,
cool video.
Yeah.
So I want the trees to be touching, because in a forest, there's not like 20 feet between each tree, motherfuckers, you know? And like, so some trees don't get as much sun. So some trees don't produce as much fruit. Well, when you can fit 12 trees instead of two, you're going to get a lot of fruit no matter what. So go fuck yourself. So basically, I want there to be no sun that hits the ground.
She wants to walk under a canopy for 3 acres.
Yeah. So I
have, you lost your ambition during coronavirus?
We have the two guavas that are producing right now are maybe 3 feet apart. Maybe. Okay. These fuckers produce so much fruit. And this is, I like, last year they were a foot tall.
Yeah.
This year they are, how tall are they?
Oh, they're
above the roof.
They're
line.
Like 12, 13 feet
yeah,
tall
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, right now. So, and then we added 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, what, 10 more of those? And there's way more in the nursery. So like, but I want it like in
guava tastes like Starburst, by the way.
Oh yeah, it's so fucking good, man. Oh my God. If you haven't had a guava, I'm sorry. If you have had a guava and you're like, I don't get it, I didn't like it, you either are dumb or you didn't have a good guava. I think you probably didn't have a good guava, but there's probably a few people that are dumb.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay if Starburst was your favorite candy. It wasn't like an obvious, like, I know that you're smart because you like Starburst, but you're like, yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. You can, that can,
I
that can be in your
Starburst
top five.
Starburst was it was a solid candy. You know what I mean?
It was solid.
Like,
yeah.
I was like, you were like,
it's probably in your top five, no matter what.
You were going to be like pissed if you got a Starburst.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'd be like, oh, Starburst.
Yeah,
I
Starburst.
Preferred the strawberry and cherry, though the lemon was nice too. Orange was eh.
Well, and so guavas, they do vary in color,
mm-hmm.
right? But then each guava itself, even from the same tree, mm-hmm. has variation.
It has
variation.
Just slight.
And so it really is like unwrapping. Is it a little more yellowy? Is it a little pinky? Is it a little orangey?
Yeah.
And it's got, that's cool. It's cool.
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
Unlimited for a few weeks. How many do you want today? 6, 10?
I know. It's like nuts. Ooh. It was like nuts. And what's cool is that we're not in South Florida yet, climate-wise, so we don't have fruit fly problems. So mostly we can let them ripen on the tree, except for the birds. The cardinals really like to try to get to the seeds in the middle. So sometimes they peck them, but we just cut around it. And we did put bags over them, which worked a little bit. But
so we've been sharing with the birds.
So we've been sharing with the, well, next year, I think we can share freely. So I'm not too worried about it. But yeah, so like in our garden, we're not going to grow bags anymore because we have the raised stuff. So we added a shit ton of trees. Like, they're all 6 feet apart. There's not a one that has more than 6 feet spacing. There might be a few that have a little less. But, and these are all trees that are going to be 20 to 30 feet tall. I mean, we'll prune some of them so we can get the fruit easier. But I want it to be a forest. I want stuff to be touching.
Oh, it's touching. it's dense.
Yeah.
But we have, at least by square foot, going back to that metric, we have mostly reached our limits of how much we can. We have at least another acre and a half non-contiguous to
where
and
that
we can. And
plant.
It takes a lot more tree thinning, though.
I have the trees for it too.
Yeah. So we actually, I, you're right. I misspoke. We have some shit ton of fucking wire. It's this time we should probably just, you know, re-mention, hey, we know it's been a while.
Oh yeah. It has been a while. It has.
We've thought about this a lot.
We have. It's been weird because it's not that I don't believe in climate change anymore. I do, in fact, believe that there's methane leaking from the poles. I do believe that, you know, there was the biggest fires ever, and that was climate related.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the storms, what it, I, like, when Zeta, when Hurricane Zeta hit New Orleans, the story I read, because I wanted to see it, because I didn't know what happened. It didn't show up in my news feeds, because my news feed only has plants and cooking. And so,
take that out. Yeah. You won't control her, Siri.
So I went to go check, and it was like, you know, New Orleans battered, everybody's without power. And they're like, well, you know, since it was like 2 weeks ago that they were hit with this hurricane, and then 5 days before that they were hit with this hurricane. I'm like, that's nuts, right? Like, that's nuts. Like, this one area got hit with five storms. Like, that's kind of crazy. Like, we didn't get hit with anything, which was sweet. You know what I'm saying?
Started to get cocky there. Then we're like, I think we're making it out clean.
Yeah. Although we didn't really. We got all of our rainfall. We got like the normal amount of rainfall, but it happened in like 4 weeks.
So you know how you're.
Which
you're,
killed two of our pineapple plants.
Like, imagine this. Imagine not being a gardener. We know that all of you listening to this are gardeners.
Yes,
obviously,
absolutely.
Obviously.
Very serious gardeners.
But if you weren't a gardener, right, and you hear people talk about rainfall, you're like, God, that's the most banal shit ever, right? But if you're a gardener, you're like, guess what we did by last year? Only 34 inches. No way. Your place on 34 inches a year. How the fuck did that work? Guess we're fucking good. We planned for it. We built our fucking swales. We had it built up. All the trees had it stored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
The rainfall is very interesting. You
it
get
is
to
very
notice.
Interesting.
You're like, we're not hitting 4 inches this month, are we? Mm. Are we? Or it's like, we just hit 4 inches today.
Yeah. That happened a few times.
You know what that's
going to
do outside? Uh-huh. You start to predict it.
Yeah.
You start to look around.
Oh,
like,
yeah. The
these
fungus
things
is
are fucked.
Like it's, you learn what plants are going to survive Florida, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because it's like, could you handle that dry spell when it was 92 degrees? How about the 6 inches of rain we got in a day and a half? Yeah. Oh, and then 2 days later, it rained another 2 inches. Oh, then and it rained another inch, and then it rained 2 more inches. Yeah.
And there's a separation that you have to do, right? It's like you're really attached to it when you put it in the ground.
For
you
sure.
You feel great. It
For
feels
sure.
good. It feels good in
oh,
your
yeah.
heart.
And especially because,
oh, man, it feels good.
90% of the time, like 2 days after they're planted, you can tell they're like, oh,
yeah,
out of
they
that
look
pot.
Stoked.
You know, they're so happy. It's like you set them free, you know?
Yeah, it is like you set them free. Yeah. And then you like you go over and give them noogies. Like, look at you, God, you're growing so big.
For sure. For sure.
But at some point, like when the weather is tough and you're like, hey, I'm sweating too, you know? When you're like, I'm hot or I don't feel good or it's late. Like when you look at the plant and you know the plant can relate.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, you're sort of like, but we're here together and I can't take care of you anymore.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Like, listen.
That's where I'm at with the white sapote. We got this ugly ass white sapote and it was like happy as fuck all summer. And then it's gotten a few iron deficiencies. So that's what I assume this was. I can't get this thing is just unfucking happy. And I'm just like, okay, I'm done.
And
I'm done trying to help.
And the motherfucking YouTube personality plant person that sold it to us, like, I want to take this fucking thing out of the dirt, drive up to his fucking house and say, turn on the fucking camera.
With a bunch of other plants that he kind of fucked us over on too. That fucking jujube, it's never recovered. The tamarind is still a problem. I'm telling you, this motherfucker. And then five of the plants we bought are not actually what they were supposed to be, variety wise.
Don't even get us started.
So don't trust fucking plant celebrity people. If they got a fucking selfie stick, tell them to fucking shove it up their ass. Man.
Stop listening to YouTube plant people. Just smoke weed and go to fucking do whatever you want.
Oh,
just stick
this
in the
is
ground,
cool.
Find
so
out.
So we had to go to Home Depot to try to complete a project, one of which is killing one of our longans because the tree, the fence got
just doing
over,
home improvement projects.
So, you know, we're masked up. We got our fucking holsters with alcohol, you know, and we're just fucking, you know, it's real stressful being out. We can talk about
Jesus
that in a
Christ.
Minute, but I got to tell you, like,
it sucks.
It's fucking horrifying. And I don't know if it would be like that anywhere, everywhere else. I kind of assume it would, but I just, it's gross. So anyways, so we go and I'm just like, I just had this feeling. I think I was being called, but I was like, I want to go check out the plant area real quick. I know that's not what we're here for, but I just want to go check it out. I was looking for some steaks.
She felt called.
That was probably just an excuse to go look at the plants because Home Depot could have, you know, something, you know what I mean? Like, but don't buy flowering plants there because they're so poisoned. They kill all the bees. Don't buy fucking flowering plants from that place, or that you got to like de-louse them somehow. I don't know how to do that. So, but anyways, I go straight. I know exactly where I'm going to go, right? Because I feel it. I'm being called. I am being called to the fruit tree area, which is around the corner, right? And as I'm being called, I see one giant non-fruiting tree, a fiddler fig, in a 50-gallon pot just laying on its side. And it wasn't like a recent, like it's been there a few days laying on its side. And I was like, oh, that's that, you know? And then I round the corner and I see like this ray of sun comes and kisses the yellowing, browning leaves of a guava tree.
Are you out there wondering what to do with your life? KC here was just like you 25 months ago, wandering without purpose and eternally searching for the things that sustain life.
I've never needed purpose. I've always known my purpose is to piss people off.
Well, and you
and you grow did. Guavas.
You did. She wanted the first one, and she's winning at the second one. Yeah. Honestly, I mean, I that's why I bet on her, folks. I knew I was like this.
You
bet
on me, yeah.
Uh-huh. This one, I'm betting on her. She's gonna lick all the challenges. I think it's that's going true. Swimmingly,
that's
honey.
True. That's
this
true.
Challenge. Anyway, back to
the sunlit guava tree.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my god, there's a guava here. I mean. Home Depot, you know, in shitbag fucking Florida, you know? No. They usually have citrus. You know, that's it. Maybe a fig that's dying. We have a few of those too. But, you know, the guava wasn't looking good. I mean, by any means. The leaves were the wrong color and it was definitely in a pot way too small. And so I approach it and I touch its leaf and I'm like, oh, that's a sad, dry, brittle leaf. And I touch the top of its unmulched dirt, but it wasn't dirt because it was roots because they were like, we don't have anywhere else to go. So we're coming up. And I'm like, oh man, this is sad. So then I start spinning it, the pot to see, well, what the fuck, what kind is it? I'm looking for a Mexican cream, man. I want that variety because we bought that variety, but that wasn't the variety that we fucking got, fucking personality on fucking YouTube. So... which I think it might be a good one anyways, but still. So, yeah. So I'm like, there's nothing on it. Not how much it is. Not what kind it is. Nothing.
No SKU number.
No SKU number. Nothing. Just that it was Royalty Plants, which is some conglomerate that sells plants to fucking Home Depot. So I grabbed the fucking sad thing. But first I looked to see if there's any others. There was no others. Everything else was citrus. So I grabbed the fucker. I'm like, my goal was I'm getting this plant for $5. That was my goal. Getting this fucking tree for $5. So I walk in, now I'm masked and it's 95 degrees with 100% humidity. So it's very comfortable. And I walk up to this woman, the only person working there. And I'm like, hey, I found this guava tree. It doesn't have anything on it. How much? It was over there by all the dying plants. She's like, oh, over by the fruit trees? Yeah, they're all in bad shape. Oh, I'm glad we're on the same page then. I'm like, this is going to be an easy $5 sale. She goes, I don't...
Ma'am, wouldn't you say the fruit trees are the essential workers?
I think she had a cigarette under her mask. That was pretty amazing.
It's hard to vape in public. That's why I'm mad all the time.
So she her brow furrows and I said, to how much? She goes, well, I don't know what kind of tree it is. I said, it's a guava tree. She said, I don't know that. I'm like, I'm telling you that. You work in the plant department and clearly you're a moron, but I'm telling you it's a guava tree. She goes, I don't know what to do. You got to take it to customer service. Okay, that's an air conditioning. That's great. the customer service, and there's this jolly giant man wearing a tiny mask, which oddly fits. And it was very strange looking. And it was blue. And he was jolly as fuck, right? And he's I'm like, I found this dying guava tree and it doesn't have anything on it. How much can I buy it for? And he was like, why are you asking me? I said, the lady told me to come here. He goes, why? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I don't work here. And he's like, well, the plant manager's right outside. So I follow this guy as he waddles out. And he goes, this lady's got a tree that she wants to buy. It doesn't have anything on it. He goes, do what you want to do. And he goes, Merry Christmas. And I was like, okay. And then I follow him back in. He goes, no, seriously, it's yours. You can have it. It's free. Just there's no warranty on it.
You're like, I don't celebrate Christmas.
Motherfucker. And so then I ran full speed because I felt like I was getting away with something, even though I've stolen much bigger items in my past. And I put it in the back of the truck, and then I ran back into Home Depot and realized that with a mask on running in 100-degree weather with 100% humidity, it was really hard to breathe.
So when I caught up with her, I saw her like down the long aisles, and she was like a cat, like William Shatner. She like jumped in the frame, and then she jumped back out of the frame, and I was like, oh, what? So I'm like chasing her, and then I get her in the same aisle, and then I'm like, what were you doing? Why were you in a hurry? I'm like, it's really hard to breathe with these fucking masks on. Of course you shouldn't run.
Yeah, but we got a free quote.
But it was because she had that attitude when she's like, you'll never guess this. I was like, well, good job. I can see why you're worked up.
Yeah, exactly.
That was pretty epic.
Exactly. It was pretty epic. So I upotted it and it's fucking already happy. It's already grown new leaves.
Have you had that experience out there? Because in this particular Home Depot, KC and I, in a different aisle, we had the like, okay, don't panic, but there's two reasons to panic. So it's like, it's things are twice as hard now. And when they're really shit, they're like, that's not it. And you're like, it's out in public and pandemic. And I'm here for stressful reasons too that are dealing with that. There's something I got to take care of because we're worried about this other thing. Anyway, so we're here now. And then there's a lot of people. And then it was like, there's that. And then we couldn't breathe.
And then we couldn't breathe, yeah.
And it was because we physically couldn't breathe.
Right, right.
It was because it was like, oh my God, we're moving too much. The heat, the humidity, yep.
And the
mask.
And
it was,
and then
like,
just the stress. Like, yeah. Just, like, because, I mean, like, maybe this is all Home Depot's, and it probably is. But, like, there's a lot of gross men who don't want to wear a mask because it makes them, like, not masculine anymore. And I'm like, there are 10 reasons that you're not masculine, and the mask isn't one of them.
And also, I just want to be like, hey, I don't want to wear this either. Like, this sucks.
Yeah, I fucking hate wearing the mask.
It's like, if you think wearing a mask sucks, you are 100% correct.
Totally 100%
and it's
correct.
Fucking weird. It's fucking
really,
weird.
Well, it's weird because like we were at fucking Publix the other day, and I know, Jesus.
What's Publix, Casey?
It's our
sponsored by Publix.
Local small family-owned grocery store.
And
you know,
fucking,
with only local foods.
And they rolled out an Instacart to our rural ass area. Oh my God, and it was insane. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. Yeah, I like that a lot. But so we had to go pick up a script and grab a few things, and I forgot what I was gonna say.
It's weird.
I know, but there was a specific thing I was going to say. Oh, it was the checkout lady. So first of all, Publix, I think Publix clerks are dropping like flies. I think they're all fucking dead. I think it's like every 2 weeks, like half the staff dies. I'm like not even kidding.
This is not even bullshit. Like, this is weird. Have you noticed this?
Like,
at our local grocery store, the staff turnover is 100% week to week.
Yeah, and let me tell you, like, we're in a rural enough area that like we knew
everybody that worked there. Don't recognize these people.
Yeah, like for real. So anyways, this new lady, and she's like asking about tofu, and I'm just like, I don't listen for human voices because I'm not going to respond to them because I have nothing to say to other people. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, I just want to pay and get the fuck out of here. I do not want to get a virus. I just want to leave. And so finally I realized JP's like, I feel JP's eyes on me, and he's like, the lady is talking nice. You should talk nice back.
Pause for a second. Hey, honey, remember how we've had 75 conversations about how alone you are during the day? We're out in public now, and this lady is interested in the tofu. You like tofu. You like telling people that tofu is not scary.
Right. Well,
this is an opportunity. Do you remember that, honey?
I did. And, you know, of course, immediately I had to jump into the, you know, well, and also there's no suffering involved. So
I know.
But she liked that point, too. So that was good.
We're all suffering now. A little less of that sounds great.
So, but then we walk out and JP's like, what did you think of her? I'm like, I have no idea. She was wearing a mask. I have no idea. I could not read her.
Yeah, I think could I actually said her. Like, hey, did you get a read on her? Well, like, was like, was she, where did this person come from and what's her deal? And mm-hmm. was she like into the tofu?
Yeah, I was like, I can't read her.
You can't read people.
You can't see their face. Like, I could see her eyes and I got the hint that it was somewhat genuine, but I wouldn't stand by that.
It is weird and it physically sucks. Casey and I are in great shape. It's not... It's hard to breathe in these things.
It is.
And if you're like a fat fucking lout, it's got to be 30 billion times worse to leave the house.
Well, do you remember when we had to go open up a fucking bank account like 3 weeks ago?
Jesus Christ.
And this fucking 600-pound fucking piece of shit walks in, waddles in.
It goes, I have asthma.
Yeah, so he couldn't wear a mask. It was like masks required at this bank. And I'm like... No, like that's not a. Also, you have asthma. You should wear a mask. Like, I know the masks are better at like preventing the like someone from spreading COVID, but you could have COVID if you have asthma. But like, fat motherfucker, like, get your mask. And like, my other thing that I fucking freak out about is the people that wear the mask below their nose.
Oh,
what
man.
What the fuck are you doing?
Well, it's just for the mouth.
You're a mouth breather. Oh, great. You know, like, what are you doing? I can't. And so I'm out in public and all I'm seeing is a bunch of people who care nothing about other people. Because that's really what you're doing with the mask. Because you're saying, I don't want to be the cause of somebody else's pain and suffering.
Wait, though. Also, I do want to say, though.
Hit it.
The mask wearing, like shitbag Florida,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
The mask wearing is like 95%.
Yeah, it is. It wasn't.
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
But it
and
is
then
now.
It is now. Yeah. So it's funny because it's like.
Just a little datum for you.
While once everything opened up back here, everybody was like, we should probably wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
The government isn't going to do anything to stop this. It sounds like it's something we need to do.
And you know what's funny, though, is I feel like everyone took cues from the largest businesses. Like the public.
Well, that's because they're our governing body.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
I mean, it's true, right?
It was like, well, the county commission's not going to do this. So as the entity with the largest legal liability for COVID,
right?
A public business that you can walk into,
right?
You know, that's open. We're going to go ahead and said you need a fucking mask on to come in here.
But at the same time, it's like, you know, Home Depot or Publix. Yeah, masks are mandatory. Who's going to police that? Because if you're making fucking $9 an hour, you're not going to go tell some dipshit who has a big fucking Trump, there's no such thing as COVID t-shirt on. You're not going to be like, sir, you're required to wear a mask when you know he probably has a gun in his pocket. Like, you're not going to do that. You're going to do that for $20 an hour. Like, no.
Yeah. And I
so those people are still walking around without masks on, even though it's required in each of these businesses.
Hey. We're hot. Is this all right? I'm hot, everyone. I'm hot. Thanks for coming out on such an important day. It's Bi-National Use Metro Day. Not yet recognized in the U.S., but Bangladesh and the Vatican City have adopted it, so it's only a matter of time. Campaign dollars and greasing the right wheels. Give it up for Bi-National Use Metro Day. Well, the pandemic sure has put a damper on. The most important thing in the world, of course, the economy. My pockets are, well, I don't have pockets, but let's just say I've been forced to buy some black market cat food from China just to keep my workers from, quote, starving to death. But we've collectively decided to pretend there is no pandemic. And thank you all for your desperate need for normalcy, because without it, I'd still be forced to feed those workers. someone else's workers. Or let me set the record straight. I have always believed in viruses. I have also always believed in a properly fitted mask ability to prevent the spread of respiratory droplets that carry contagion. But what I don't believe in is in any government's ability to do anything about it. I mean, the government doesn't work for the people who get viruses, but for companies that need people, with or without viruses, to work and buy and buy and buy. And your apathy has given me the chance to show. Listen, so this is what I wanted to talk about. I've got two brand new lines that I'm unveiling tonight. You lucky sons of bitches are going to have the first opportunity to purchase at a deep cut election day pricing. The first line over here is the one that you all have been social media me at for years now. All right, Tribble, unveil it. Oh, it's the Oozing Organics line. Every stain has been carefully tested to ensure you're only sleeping on 100% organically oozed stains. Okay, over here. Bob, rip the sheets off. Now, this line of used mattresses isn't going to be for everyone. But for those who really want to pull the mask off and live dangerously, I'm proud to introduce our Valiant Virulent series. Each mattress in this series has been slept in for no less than 1 week by a COVID patient. Some of these mattresses even come with a positive case, so you can sleep well knowing you're fearless, bold, and spunky. Now, don't bitch out. We've got our usual deals in the tainted tent, and the oozing organics can be found in our socially responsible tent. The Valiant Virulent series can be found in the pest tent. Masks are required for everyone, everywhere, except the pest tent, which masks are strictly prohibited. Oh. I'm back, baby, and you're gonna make me richer than ever. All right. Fuck out of here before we get fucking sick. God damn these people.
Climate change, we haven't been thinking too much about.
No, I mean, like, I mean, obviously it's at the forefront of our minds in some ways because of the fires and the hurricanes.
Yeah.
Even though we didn't get hit by a hurricane, the hurricane season was crazy active. Like, I was watching it all year and I'm just like, Jesus Christ, another storm? Jesus Christ, another storm? I mean, it was just cool because we didn't get hit. Although, to be honest, I wanted a couple tropical storms because we needed the rain, but that's a different story. But it's kind of like, I guess, kind of the pandemic really showed me how ineffectual our society is at acting in any reasonable and good, positive way to any kind of crisis, that climate change is a fact, okay? But there's nothing that is going to change or stop it or slow it down. Like, we are going full speed to it. And, like, I don't really want to just be in that headspace all the time of we're heading straight to oblivion. Like, we are, as a species. I honestly am at the point where I'm like, I think it's good. I think we're a bad species. And I think that we suck. But I'm here and I don't think I suck too bad. And we got a bunch of other critters. And I rather just kind of focus on the positives of this planet right now and celebrate each of its living things and try to invite more living things here. And that's really it.
And so I was wrong. I said before I didn't think there was anything after comedy about just laughing about climate change. And just the absurdity of living in today. And, you know, because it's the dumbest timeline, I was wrong. Because I said, I don't think there's anything after that. I think, you know, comedy,
right,
we were talking
right,
about why
right,
comedy.
Right.
And it was a coping mechanism. And I thought, I don't think there's activism after this. But I didn't know that there was this other possibility that you described.
Right.
Which is not quite the same thing as acceptance. Acceptance is like you accept, you know, the good or the bad. You accept the science.
Right.
You accept the inevitability.
Right.
Like you were like, I'm prepared to deal with this.
Right.
This is more like, well, we know all that and that's all we need to know.
Yeah.
It's shit is going down. And
it's not that it doesn't matter. It's just they're like, A, like live in the moment. B, like be kind to every little species that you can.
So
be.
This is new. I don't know that I've read anybody sort of talking about what comes next after all of this stuff.
What would you call it?
Well, if you've been listening
gardening?
To this episode, you'd call it euphoric gardening.
Euphoric gardening.
And the weed plays a part.
Well, and that's, you know, I don't know if that'll ever go on the ballot, growing your own. I don't know. It might.
They don't want that.
No.
In any case, it's just like you said, the headspace. I just don't want to, like, the stuff in the Arctic, I'm just like, okay.
I mean, like, you know, like I sucks, still have to, like, watch the, I have to look at the evil and the ugly, you know, like the animal tortures and the, you know, fucking sad mountain lion being burned to death because of the fucking fires, you know, all that stuff. I got to see it because I do have to bear witness and just be like, I know what humans are capable of and I know what this planet is capable of. And both of them are total destruction. So I am just going to build a forest.
And that's what it feels like. It feels like, okay, we know, like we talked about that.
Yeah.
And it's, we got some work to do.
Yeah.
And the only thing that would work is actually where they work.
Yeah, for sure.
The only thing that is the right thing. It's just like, hey guys, let's get to work.
Yeah.
Let's do less of the other thing and more of this thing.
And here's the thing. That. Here's the thing. Is the illness of current society, human society, at least in the Western world, is that everybody lacks a purpose. What is your purpose? Social media engagement? What is your purpose? HR, you're evil. What's your purpose? Like, they're all stupid. Like, bullshit jobs, whatever you want to call it. Like, there's nothing meaningful. And so people are constantly on a search for meaning. And some of it ends up being stupid, like video games or shopping or celebrities or whatever the fuck people do. But, like, the purpose of trying to provide yourself with as much food as whatever kind of property you are inhabiting, even if it's not a property at all and you have access to a place where you could plant stuff, like legit, like seeds, man, it's like addicting because seeds are really cheap and you can grow trees from seeds. And, you know, there's this idea that, you know, I mean, like, I can't tell you how many different parasitic wasps I've seen this summer. I'm going to say 200 different kinds. Like, I can't even keep track of all of them. There were these ones, crazy
the
ones, having sex yesterday that I wanted to get a picture of so bad, which I couldn't because, of course, I didn't have the iPhone out because I fucking hate it and I don't carry it with me because I fucking hate it.
But get this. Like, we have, this has been a crazy revelation this summer, is that I have been operating with this conception that everything has been found and cataloged and documented, even in America.
Right.
Like, it was, oh, we're still exploring the Amazon. We're still finding weird insects and amphibians, but the, you know, variations of variations,
right,
you know, on different islands or in the Amazon or whatever, right? It's in the rainforest. There's exploring to be done. There, half the shit that Casey just talked about, it's not cataloged anywhere.
Yeah, like the amount of different mimic flies that we have, like, I can't find any information on it. And I even emailed UF when we had a major dung beetle die-off, which they never fucking responded to me because I knew it was glyphosate related, so I knew they'd ignore me. Fucking pieces of shit. But, like, it's insane the amount of stuff that happens on this property. But I do think that there's enough I hate that fucking stupid movie, but if you build it, they'll come. Like, I do think if you plant it, they come. Like, they say plant tansy and you'll get beneficials. We planted tansy and, like, a fucking month later, there was a ton of assassin bugs. Like, it happens. Like, there, cool. I don't know how it happens. I would love to know. And I've tried to do the research, you know, on the fucking internet, but, you know, the internet lies. And it doesn't actually, it's not a person. Like, the search engine is, like, only as good as it knows you. And it doesn't know me very well because I'm really erratic on purpose. And so, but you know, I can't find any information on half the stuff that I find. And I think it's crazy that we, like, the stuff that we do know, we don't do good information with. And then there's so much stuff we don't know. Do you know when I was a little kid and I would swim in the Fox River because I was scared of seaweed? But do you know the reason I was scared of seaweed? I was scared of seaweed because I was sure there was some unknown something underneath that lived in the seaweed. Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, no, we know what's in there. It's like catfish and crayfish and, you know, probably toxic barrels of chemicals. That's it, mm-hmm. you know? And I was like, but there's no way we can know everything. That's impossible. And it's true. It's impossible. There's many other things, microscopic things. I mean, man, the breakdown of dead material in Florida, it happens so rapidly in the rainy season. It's
yeah.
astonishing to see the breakdown in the different creatures, funguses and insects and amphibians and all the different things that are connected. And then like when we expanded to the market garden, I planted cucumbers and squash. Those are the two things I planted, like a fucking moron, right? Because those are the two hardest things I have to grow because of the worms.
I was trying to talk her out of it.
And then I also forgot to add any neem fertilizer. And so they didn't have any help there either, but I had forgotten. And there's nothing else out there. Otherwise, it's just basically a sand lot. So there was no beneficials. So these things were just getting fucking annihilated, of which I'd say the last half of them. The rest I brought back from, and there's flowers, and that's great. But
you know that scene in RoboCop when he gets shot up and all his limbs go to pieces? Casey's like the scientist who bolts the exoskeleton back onto him. That's what she does with plants. She's like, She's like McCoy.
Yeah, we've gotten into Star Trek.
He's barely alive, Jim.
It's illogical. Yeah, but so I was like, fuck, I didn't even think of that. I need to plant beneficials. So I plant a bunch of fucking seeds around the outside. I'm like, I'll make an annual border until we get to perennial stuff. And so I plant all the seeds and it's raining and the seeds come up and then it doesn't rain again. So all the seeds fucking die. And I'm like, fuck. So we planted a Vitex, which is a really good pollinator plant, and we got a couple little things planted back there. But already, just the few things, a few flowers, a few things, like I'm seeing the butterflies come through and be like, oh, the garden's expanding. So, and
yeah.
like my worm check today, zero worms, which is like the first day. And so like...
It is neat to watch the colors neat. Expand.
Yeah, yeah, because now there's tomatoes and there's beans growing and there's eggplants growing and... You know, I got all kinds of stuff. So it's cool. It's going to be great. And I have enough plants to do a trees to do a border of Suriname cherries, which I want to do, but they're little babies right now. So anyways.
Well, I think that this is a good segment to just sort of end this quick little hello podcast on. I really like what you said about like, this is what we do. And I like the idea that that's really the people that we want to talk to. It's not homesteaders.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, like you're not hung up in all the bad news. You're not a climate activist, although I guess you can be that, but you're not hung up on it.
Right.
You like your primary thing is just that you think being outside more and
more diversity
and having more biodiversity. Those are the two things. You're like, I know those are the things, and I try to do them a little bit here or there. And then the rest is sort of like whatever compromises you got to make in your life.
Right.
If those are the things that you know.
Right.
You can have different life experiences. You can have different political thoughts.
Right.
You can believe different things. If that's the thing. Like, it is a bigger tent.
Yeah.
It's not, it doesn't have to be all this fucking sorrow, man. The
idea is that when you sink yourself into kind of trying to be a part of an ecosystem, because I'm trying to be a part of it. Like, man, I pet the bees and shit. And,
yeah.
And I...
Caterpillars.
I give caterpillars rides. Sometimes I squish them on accident, which is
it's really fun.
Bad. But it's...
What are you
great.
Doing over here? Come
it's
on.
Great. And, like, the dragonflies know I kick stuff up, so they follow me around. Like, it's great. We got... Everybody knows me. Like, she's fine. Oh, man, I ran into the wasps again because I got stung once because I scared them because they put wasp nests underneath the banana leaves and I have to walk through them because it's a jungle. The point of our jungle is that when you walk through it, you're touching plants.
Yeah.
Like I don't want these wide, like you're in the forest. You're in it, man. You're fucking in it. So you touch stuff. Well, unfortunately there's sometimes wasps and usually I warn them. I'm like, hey, I'm coming. But I was just in a hurry and so I got stung. But this time today, it was today or yesterday. I mean, I whacked them really hard accidentally and they just fucking circled my head and followed me and they were like, yeah, she's fine. I'm like, thanks guys. I'm sorry.
And this is it. It's like, you know how they say, like, well, the you know, the progeny of raccoons, you know, because they're the brightest people.
Right.
They learn, oh, this person's nice, so they'll feed you if you ring the bell. Right. The insects do that too.
Oh, for sure.
The progeny of the insects, good or bad insects, mm-hmm. they fucking know. From
they
the
do.
Cockroaches to the leaf-footed bug to wasps. The wasps are some of the smartest fuckers.
For sure. I got video of this one wasp. I didn't get him killing this giant spider, but he was dragging a spider in to lay eggs in, which is so cool.
Yes, but some of the wasp nests, they have been around, or they, like, we just see this, particularly lots of different kinds of red wasps.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, lots of different kinds of red wasp that are not documented. Various sizes.
Variant sizes, variant shades, just like all just a little
bit different.
Yeah, it's
not just, there's not just fucking one.
And they're supposed to be really aggressive, and I have never. They are cool. So friendly. They're cool.
Casey shook hands with one of the ladies.
She was starting a new one. Yeah, that was cool. That was cool.
And but she's right. Like, you can bump into them and they don't just attack your face.
No, they've got hives all around the house. Like, yeah, they're fucking cool, man. I just like,
not scared of the wasp.
But here's the thing is that if you're hung up,
that's powerful.
If you're hung up on political stuff, if you're addicted to this politics, which don't, it's not a pastime. You shouldn't even be thinking about it except for the day you go and vote, and you know that you're wasting your time anyways, but you do it. So you just, and you're sucked by work and the machine and all that. Like, just let yourself get taken away a little bit and just try to focus on the life on this planet, because like companies aren't real. You know, that's real. And you might have to interact with it, but like, the point is, life on this planet is suffering from us. And so try to give some good back to some of the life.
And if you're just trying to celebrate life on this planet, you don't have to be the online eco lifestyle blogger. There is a kindred spirit. If you're just like, and again, it's just sort of like, I don't care what you believe, kind of beyond that. You're celebrating. Maybe you're even doing it in a way that I don't agree with. But for you, you're like, I just love fishing. I love being on the boat. I don't even fish as much anymore. And you know what? Yeah, they fucked up the river. You know, I've been fishing this river since I was, you know, 7, and for over 50 years, I've seen how fucked up it's gotten. Yeah. And then you're sort of like, wow, you fish. And I think that sucks, but like, people fished and hunter gatherers fished and you do that. And we probably don't see eye to eye on a lot of stuff, but you like being the fuck outside.
Yeah. That's
and you know that it's jacked.
Yeah. Yeah. But it doesn't have to be jacked. Our place isn't jacked.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting fucking jacked, son!
Yeah, son, it's jacked as
so much fucking guava, bro!
Bro!
I just gotta be honest with you. I'm not one of them bullshit showbiz people, man. Who makes believe everything is going okay. No? Because everything is not going okay.